Well, a very warm welcome here on this beautiful, crisp Shenandoah Valley fall day. As we gather in this familiar place, this sacred place, perhaps, to renew relationships and rekindle memories, mostly sweet, I hope. And as we celebrate the gathering after all these years. A special welcome to the classes who are gathering for reunion, 2007, 2002, 1997 and 1992, 1987 and 1982, and 1977 and 1972, and 1967, etched to my memory because I think that's when Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album came out. And a very, very special welcome to this remarkable class of 1962. Out, as you can see, in full force, congratulations on your gathering and the gathering of your jubilee year in the celebration of your 50th anniversary. Congratulations. We are thrilled to have you here today. And we are thrilled, as I speak on behalf of EMU administration, faculty, staff, we stand in awe of the alumni of EMU. Now in my eighth year in this particular role at my alma mater, I am moved continuously by the accomplishments of our alumni. I am stunned repeatedly with the stories of accomplishment, and particularly with the evidence that is borne out on a daily basis of EMU alumni fulfilling the mission of the university to prepare graduates who will serve and lead in a global context. You embody our mission in so many ways, and we are thankful to you for that. We celebrate that with you. And as you rekindle the memories and renew the relationships this weekend, and as you enjoy your fellowship, and as you move on back to your communities wherever you are, we celebrate with you, and hopefully you with us, the common bonds that we have in carrying out the transformative mission that is EMU.
Welcome to this place. Welcome back to Eastern Mennonite University. This place has seen so many changes since its founding in 1917. And this place changed us as we journeyed here as students. This weekend, we celebrate the memories and friendships of so many years. We celebrate our journey of growing, learning, and becoming.
Atmosphere on campus in my time was exciting, but it was a time of change. We were moving from a much more conservative orientation to try to be relevant in society and to be more contemporary in education.
Myron was president when I was a senior. And there was great anticipation of this young guy becoming president and all the things that were going to change. We lost a lot of the plain things, because I remember coming back to campus after about 5 years and seeing all the women in jeans. And I thought, you know, how did that happen so fast?
Mm-hmm. I had to walk a tightrope between the more conservative, rigid people on one side and the more progressive on the other, and how rapidly do you make changes. Some of the first issues were athletics, drama, and musical instruments.
The 80s was a different period of time because the school was trying to survive. If I recall, the 80s were more a period of social conservatism. The 90s were a time of change for us. Probably the significant event was in 94 when we changed our name.
I think in the decade that I've been here, it's been a time of growing into what it means to be a university. So the expansion of master's degree programs, the student activity in launching a number of new initiatives, campus gardens, for example. Sustainability would be another major theme. And then I think you'd just have to say the recession has been a defining reality for us in terms of how it has impacted our ability to function as a university. University is a gift to the church.
If you ask the question, what would it be like for the Mennonite Church if we didn't have a program like this that's frontal in education, we would be much the poorer.
The reality is that if a young person comes to a place like EMU, they're far more likely to be active in the church as adults. And that's because of the faith formation that goes on here. It's because of the lifelong friendships that people develop. And for me, that's a very, very important part of who we are.
I believe that our future hinges on a good relationship between the university and the church in our mission to the world.
I think we build on what has happened before.
We do, in fact, stand on the shoulders of those before us. And that's a wonderful legacy for which I'm very, very grateful.
I now work for students, and they supervise me. And so I like the idea that we can allow others to pick this up and take EMU to the next stage.
When I made the comment in the video that we stand on the shoulders of those before us, I was referring to more than 90 years of college administrators, faculty, staff, and students. But we also stand on the shoulders of alumni, for they are the ones who go forth into the world to live out our mission and our vision. They have received that not only from this institution, but from their families, their churches, and previous educational institutions. This morning in the University Commons, we recognized an individual and a team for raising the bar in our athletics department and for underscoring the efforts and accomplishments of our athletes. And I would like for all of us, many of you missed that meeting this morning, you were engaged in other things, and I'd like to introduce these persons to all of us. So if I could invite Eric Kratz, please, to join me on the stage. Now, during the winter months, Eric and his family reside here in Harrisonburg, and I have fairly regularly met up with him in the fitness center at our commons. This is my goal. Trying. Eric played baseball here at EMU from 1999 through 2002. He's the most accomplished baseball player in EMU history. He earned numerous NCAA awards and records, as well as ODAC records. Let me mention just a few. His 77 career doubles broke an NCAA record. He holds ODAC, that's our athletic conference, Old Dominion Athletic Conference, career records for doubles, hits, and putouts. We've retired Eric's number 14 jersey. As all Philadelphia baseball fans know, Eric now catches for the Phillies. Please join me in welcoming him to our Hall of Honor. We also inducted our 1980 field hockey team into the Hall of Honor, and I invite the team members now to stand and for the captains to please join me on the stage. The captains are Joanne Brenneman Spiegel, Sharon Lusby Sheets, Patty Snavely Husley. Hulsey. Did I say that reasonably close? You ought to hear how Schwarzendruber is spelled. Pronounced. This was the first field hockey team to make it to a national tournament. They ushered in an era of national prominence for Eastern Mennonite field hockey teams. Please join me in welcoming this team to our Athletic Hall of Honor. Tomorrow at our homecoming worship service, to which all of you are invited, we will be honoring three alumni for their services in teaching, doctoring, and leading the church. Christina and Vic Buckwalder will be receiving our Alumni of the Year Award for their work as a couple, Christina as a teacher and Vic as a physician, in multiple locations in the United States and in Africa. David Boschard, a 1987 graduate of our seminary, will be receiving our Distinguished Service Award for providing visionary leadership to the Mennonite Church in the Central Plains region, especially for his support of the growth of Hispanic Mennonite churches. The homecoming worship service here in Lehman Auditorium tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock is always one of the most uplifting events of this weekend, and we invite you to join us. In that service tomorrow, I will share more about these three alumni award recipients, and we will enjoy great music together, devotional readings, many sermons, many not many, many sermons, and other elements of this carefully planned service. So please join us tomorrow morning, and I invite you to have a wonderful weekend together as you share friendships and memories. Thank you.
We hope you are all already having a great weekend here at EMU, your alma mater, with much more to come. I'd like to take time for a few additional acknowledgments and recognitions, followed by which we will dismiss the reunion classes and the rest of you as well. First, I'd like to take a moment to recognize a couple of additional honored guests who are with us throughout the weekend. As most of you are aware, our theme for Homecoming and Family Weekend this year is Crossing Borders, Coming Home, with an emphasis on the 30th anniversary of our cross-cultural programs here at EMU. The success and longevity of this program would not be possible without the collaboration of our international learning partners. This weekend, we are privileged to have with us representatives of two of our long-term partners, and I'd like to ask them to stand at this time for your recognition. Lucia Camel is in charge of the Spanish School at Central American Studies and Service, or CASAS, in Guatemala City, Guatemala. Rami Casis is the director of the Alternative Tourism Group, or ATG, in Beit Sahor, Palestine. Rami and Lucy, thank you for your service and the partnership of your organizations with EMU over these many years. Thanks. Next, I'd like if we'd all recognize our 50-year class sitting right up here in front, the class of 1962. At noontime today, they will be inducted into the Jubilee alumni. Would you all please stand? They are here with us, and I'd like them to be acknowledged. What a huge number of people they have here. There's about 80 of them here this weekend. Congratulations on achieving the 50-year milestone, class of 1962. As I mentioned, they'll be joining what we call the Jubilee alumni. That group used to be called the old grads. Enough said, probably, but we changed that name a little while ago. Now, I imagine there are a few people here in the audience today who graduated more than 50 years ago. There'll be a lot more of them up at the Jubilee Alumni Luncheon pretty soon, but I'm hoping there's a few in here right now. If so, would you please stand to receive our appreciation? Anyone who graduated more than 50 years ago? Okay. And finally, I'd like to commend the two youngest groups of alumni here today, the 5 and 10 year classes. 2002 and 2007 have excellent turnouts. Not all of them are actually in here yet. Some of them are joining later. You know, those youngins. Anyway, no, but they do. They have excellent turnouts, and we want to congratulate you for achieving such excellent turnout for your reunions. It's fantastic to see such wonderful groups of younger alumni here. We know you love EMU, and you love each other, and I know Facebook probably had a little bit to do with it as well. So good to see you all.